Now, where is the car industry on that? Very interesting. The car industry has been focused just on themselves. They basically looked at it and said car 1.0 will solve everything within the car itself. No infrastructure, no problem. We forgot about the entire chain around us, all this stuff that happens around. We are looking at an emergence of a car 2.0, a whole new market, a whole new business model, a business model in which the money that is actually coming in to drive the car, the minutes, the miles, if you want, that you are all familiar with, subsidize the price of the car, just like cell phone. You'll pay for the miles, and some of it will go back to the car maker, some of it will go back to your own pocket, but our cars are actually going to be cheaper than gasoline cars. You're looking at a world where cars are matched with windmills. In Denmark, we will drive all the cars in Denmark from windmills, not from oil. In Israel, we've asked to put a solar farm in the south of Israel, and people said, oh, that's a very, very large space that you're asking for. And we said, what if we had proven that in the same space we found oil for the country for the next 100 years? And they said, well, we tried, there isn't any. And we said, no, but what if we prove it? And they say, well, you can dig. And we decided to dig up instead of digging down. These are perfect matches to one another. Now, all you need is about 10% of the electricity generated. Think of it as a project that spans over about 10 years. That's 1% a year. Now, when we're looking at solving big problems, we need to start thinking in two numbers, and those are not 20% by 2020. The two numbers are zero, as in zero footprint or zero oil, and scale at infinity. And when we go to COP15 at the end of this year, we can't stop thinking at padding CO2. We have to start thinking about giving kickers to countries that are willing to go to this kind of scale.